Game two of a three-game set between the Brewers and Pirates. Matt Garza would be on the hill for the Brewers. He'd square off against Gerrit Cole. We'll take it to the top of the fourth. Cole facing Hernan Perez.
PNC Park, game two of this three-game series. The 1-0 pitch, and Perez rips one to left field. Deep, back Polanco, track, wall, gone! Home run, Hernan Perez. Brewers are on the board in a big way on Hernan's fourth home run of the season. It's 1-0 Crew. Bell, a big lead from third, the 1-0. Ground ball to first. Thames has it, thought about throwing home, instead takes the sure out at first base. It's an RBI ground out, and the game is tied, one apiece. Command has been on point. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, fair down the third baseline. Hustling over to get it is Franklin Ngope. Big turnaround first and puts on the brakes. Good idea, but the leadoff man is on to start the bottom of the 10th inning. Osuna started in right field last night and was 0 for 4 in the game. Two hits over his last 14 at-bats. Here's the pitch. Down and away, and it gets by Pena back to the backstop. Winning run advances to second base on what will be a wild pitch. And the pitch from Torres. Swing a line drive right center, moving over Santana. It's over his head, and this ball game is over. Josh Harrison does it again to the Crew. It takes 10 innings, but the Pirates come away with a 2-1 win, and they've taken the first two games of this series in Pittsburgh.
Brewers win this one 2-1. Matt Garza and Gerrit Cole both great, each allowing just one earned run, but neither would get the win. On a side note, the Pirates place Jameson Taillon on the 10-day disabled list with groin discomfort. They call up Josh Lindblom to fill his roster spot. Craig Counsell and the Brewers come up short against the Pirates on Saturday as they lose 2-1 in 10 innings. Here's the Brewers skipper on the loss.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, it was a well-pitched game on both sides, and obviously they had, those are their, we faced their three best guys for 10 innings, so they did a nice job. It was a difficult night, obviously, to hit as well. The ball really wasn't going anywhere, so, there wasn't any opportunities we missed out on. We just didn't get many runners today.
Was that kind of the vintage Cole that you remember seeing from a couple years ago?
He's a good pitcher. He pitched well. I mean, he did a nice job.
Was it matter the wild pitch coming around to hurt you there?
That obviously changes the inning. The guy's on first base with one out, and instead of being on third base with one out. So that's the wild pitch was the big play for sure, and that was it.
Garza gave you.
Yeah, he pitched great, and he made some big pitches. He made a big pitch in the sixth on McCutchen. Travis Shaw made a beautiful play, really nice, tough play. We got a double play in the seventh. So he was outstanding. I mean, seven strong innings. He pitched very well.
He keeps getting better each time out, too. That's encouraging, isn't it?
Well, I thought the last two times out, it's been really good. We gave up a run of his back at home, but that was two really strong starts for sure.
What's it mean to a young team like that to have a veteran sort of anchor the staff like that?
Well, it's just we just getting guys starting pitchers performing and doing well is big, and I mean he's got into the seventh inning his last two starts. That's important. He's done it well. He's made pitches. As much as anything, just having a guy, you're rolling around every fifth day. He's in a good spot right now. He's pitching very well. We played good defense tonight. I thought we did a nice job. We made some plays, and Nick had a heads up play in the, I think it was the second, to get that to get Cervelli off second base, throwing it right to second. So, and we did a nice job. Brock's had a great play.
Knable keeps stealing too, doesn't
he? Yeah, it was a great inning. He had a really good inning. And, Neffy, he made pitches. Mercer gave him a little battle, but he kept making pitches to him.
Sunday, Zach Davies will be on the hill for the Brewers. He'll square off against the Pirates' Tyler Glasnow.